that you accept that, what else can you do? That's what is. So the story of ruined and all come to nothing and I can't, well, now I'm going to make it anymore. All that mind movement is not really part of the simplicity of now. So don't confuse when we speak of accept what is. Don't confuse a story with the simplicity of what is. What is just this here. Sense perceptions, feeling the inner body, and most importantly, something that's usually ignored, to be aware of, it's very hard to use words here, to be aware, and as I speak, there's the possibility that this is now seen, experienced by you here. As you sit here, what is the reality of this moment? You let go of the stories in your head about who you are or what your life is. That's your life situation, not your life. That's past. So what's, and it's all a story. It's the story of me in the head that you tell yourself. I'm not talking, if it's memories are fine, but to identify with memories, then you personalize. It becomes a me. Your memories become a self. What's the reality of this moment here, sitting here? There are sense perceptions, auditory, the humming sound and the voice, visual sense perceptions of the room, a person sitting up here, other people in the room, the ceiling, the lights, sunlight coming in, flowers up here. And you can feel perhaps your inner body also, the aliveness that is there in your inner energy field. And underlying all that, even deeper than anything that you experience or notice at this moment, is the alert attention, the field of alert attention in which this seeing, this hearing, this sensing is happening. One could also call it a field of stillness. There's a field, an alert stillness in which your sense perceptions happen. That alert stillness is always there. Otherwise, there would be nothing. For anything to be, there needs to be consciousness in which the experience or the thought or the perception happens. So that alert underlying field is consciousness itself. And it is a revolutionary thing for a human to become aware of that, but it is also very, very subtle. It is not something that you can grasp. The mind will try to make it into some new object. And the danger, of course, is there when we talk about it, we make it into an object of consciousness because we put it into words. We make a thought out of it, out of something that is far beyond thought. So the mind thinks there is something here to grasp and hang on to or to achieve or to hold. But there isn't. It is all pervasive. the only real power in the universe, and at the same time, it is so subtle that most humans miss it entirely. They don't know that dimension. They only know that which arises in consciousness. They know it, but they identify with it. They react to it. What arises in your field of consciousness are sense perceptions, experiences, thoughts, and emotions.